Siman Shalom Adalat Sif Beis continue discussing the law when there's a lake of Chas Shalom of fire on Shabbos. So the Mechaber brings the Arsam Rishonim say, you're allowed to carry things that are muksa out of the house in order to save it from a fire. The same thing, if there's robbers, they're coming to rob you, to steal from you. Mokum Seder, in the case we might Chas Shalom have hepsed from a fire or from robbers, there's no Samuksa Chazar and Akkaz, there's Samuksa in this case. Mr. Burr explains that by the fire, we're only discussing a different house, not the house itself. The house itself where the fire is, it's limited to 3 meals, 2 meals, 1 meal they're allowed to take out. It's discussing that we continue inside the other houses. They're allowed to take additional food out. Besides taking additional food out, they're also allowed to take muksa out. And Mishnah Berurah explained that these shittas that allow to take muksa out of a neighboring house, it's based on the halacha of Misha Hetshech, that somebody who is running late on Erev Shabbos and he has his wallet on him, and now it's coming Shabbos and he doesn't know where to put it. So we allow him to be over the Rabbanans, like going less than 4 hours at a time, in order they shouldn't chatzah shalom and doing it sederaisa, carrying it outright, in the place was not allowed to carry it, or Sarabim, or because of that. So you see here also that to avoid the person being over on the Issa D'Raisa, we like to do Drabbanan such as carrying Muksa. We're afraid always going to put out the fire during Issa D'Raisa, we're going to be carrying it into Sarabim in order to get away from the robbers. The Maisa the Machab brings the Yesha Issam, the Aral Rishayim will argue and say it's Asr over here. And the reason why they say it's Asr is that it's different in the case of Misha Hapshech, it's not the same. There's a real Chashash, might come to do a bigger Issa otherwise. Here, the robbers, what are you afraid? You're going to carry your Sarabim, you're not going to carry out in front of them. The fire also, we're discussing a different house, not the house the fire is. We're not really afraid you're going to be over the Issa of Kibbutz putting out a fire. At the end of the day, Mishnah brings from the Bach, he's Machriel, like the Matirim, those are Mekel, and Mishnah says many Achrem go to this Bach. The Lamaisa, we are afraid that people end up being over some sort of Issa Deraisa in order to save their money. People are worried about the money. If not matter, the Rabbanan will dig a hole in the ground to bury the money, they'll do some sort of Deraisa. If we do allow being over the Issa Rabbanan of Muksa, in order for a person to save their money from a fire or from robbers. To the point that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Maril brings Shem Arash, and the Rab brings us down, that if it's a tkufa, they're afraid the Goyim Ramash going to come and rob a person from everything they have in their house, so a Yid could even carry his money on him, even out of the Erev. The Mishnah Berurah does say that the Achrenim say it's only Mutav, he carries them, Shlek Adar Chetzah. That means besides the Drabban out of the Erev, it has to be like a double Drabban, also not the regular, they carry, for example, like between his skin and his clothing, in a strange way. You see that not all Drabbanans were the matter Malkum Seda. The only matter of the Drabban of Muksa, maybe in that case of Misha Hapshach Baderach, someone's traveling regularly on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, to carry his wallet less than 4 hours at a time. But just to carry in a place now carry a Carmelist, or even a Chotzah doesn't have an Erev Chotzah Shein HaMerevis, you see the only allowed carrying Shalei Gaderach Haitzah. Now, the next question is, Kohen Tal Goy to be over on a Issa Drabban for him, Malkum Seda? Like if you have merchandise that's outside, now it's starting to rain, could you have a Goy take this merchandise to a place that you would not be allowed to carry it? Let's say it's Isra of Haitzah involved, but Drabban the Isra. Do we allow Mir la Akam on Drabban and Malkum Seda? So this also, Shulchan Aruch brings that there's a question about this. Yesh Misha Isra, those are Machmer, their mom parentheses is Mitzayin, Simishin Zayin, Sivites, that those are Matarit, and the Maisel, this is Machlekes, and Mishnah Berurah says that the final Psach is, Machabalei Paskin, Shin Zayin, Siv Hei, that a Drabban the Isra, and having a guy do it for you, if it's very important, you could make on a shvus to shvus, Malkum Hefzid Gadol, when there's going to be a big loss. Sif Gimel. Now we're going back to somebody's trying to save food from their own house that's unfortunately aflame, ablaze on Shabbos. And they could save up to 3 meals. And the Mechaber says that they already saved past Nikia high quality challah. They cannot save Shvachar challah because they already have the high quality challah. As opposed to if they first took out low quality challah, now they could say, oh, I didn't realize it. Oh, I took out Stufa Tumult. Really, I want to take out high quality challah myself. And they could do that now. They could do a chachila. First, take out the Shvachar challah. Then afterwards, Mishnah Berurah says they go, no, now I want to take out the better challah. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. You have meat, you have fish, you have different things. You take each one out, you could say, well, I took that one out. No, now I want the second one. You can take 3 meals worth of everything. Technically, Mishnah Berurah says that if he took out challah for himself, everyone in his family can say, we also want enough for 3 sudas. You know, the technically from is each person has the right to 3 sudas, even if he has plenty of other foods, even if he's fasting, the Tanis Chalayim, and Shabbos. So, like Pluk, Chazal said, they entitled to 3 sudas per person. That's the share, and each person can take out 3 sudas for himself, even from each other, and you can take out low quality food and say, no, I want higher quality food, and take out more and more in that way, and it's mutter.